Hey, this is Lynette, and this is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for Saturday, June 10th, 2006. I ask you to please bear with me as my voice has been quite horrible since the end of May. I've been suffering with some yucky sinus thing. Anyway, let's talk about the contact information. If you'd like to email me, if you're on the BCT list, so am I. If you would like to use my new Gmail email account, it is lynette.sliceoflife@gmail.com. If you'd like to visit the blog page, where you may find all episodes, it is superlyn.libsyn.com. And let us not forget the comment line, which is 206-600-6259. Now, on with the show. Speaking of comments, I'd like to play a few.
Hello, guys. This is Beth from Newport News, Virginia. I absolutely loved your cast on part one of Becoming Roommates. I cracked up. That was so funny. Please do part two. And the music, Hope's music, was absolutely, or is absolutely wonderful. So keep it coming, Hope. That's great. And as far as 9/11, I work in medical transcription, at least for right now, at home. And I, too, did not have the TV on. And a friend called me and said, "Did you know a plane hit the World Trade Center?" I'm going, "What?" So I turned the TV on, and that was it for the rest of the day. I didn't have any work that day, so that, you know, I was free to go ahead and watch, which I probably would have done anyway. In fact, I'm sure I would have. But just wanted to come in and give my 2 cents worth and keep up the great work, guys. And, oh, could you please give your contact information when you guys do a Slice of Life podcast on BCT? I didn't have any problem finding it. I searched for Slice of Life podcast and found it. But it might be a good idea to give your comment line and email info when you do a cast. So be good. If you can't be good, be careful. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey there, Lynette and Maria. This is David, host of the Anything Goes podcast, which got some recent promotion on the Blind Cool Tech list about 2 weeks ago. In fact, one of my podcasts actually made its way into the Blind Cool Tech land. I'm from New York, although I'm currently in Little Rock at the moment, Little Rock, Arkansas, that is. I'm pretty good friends with Hope Povenmire and Megan and a couple of, and Carrie from the Carrie Live from Everywhere program. They're the ones who actually turned me on to subscribing to your podcast, because I'd heard a little bit about it and heard some chatter here and there, but, you know, I've never met either of you before, and, well, hey, I thought it was cool to give it a shot, and I've listened to your podcast, the most recent one being the A-plus list thingy. I just wanted to say I really like the way you go about producing your shows. They're definitely very organized. There's definitely a plan involved when they're put together. I mean, you said it yourself in the beginning. They're not rushed in any way. And that's good. And I try not to do that with mine either. I have put maybe about an episode a week together so far with mine. And I am working on my fourth one, which should have some music, pod-save music, and some comedy. If you do want to subscribe to mine, it's feed.feedburner.com/anything_goes. There's an underscore there because anything goes as one word was taken. But I just wanted to leave you guys a comment to say hey and to let you know that I have enjoyed what I've heard so far, even though there's only been two of them. And just keep up the work. Putting a podcast together isn't always that easy, especially when ideas are short and things aren't, you know, coming to you that fast. But good work. Keep it up. daredevil221@wdjm3.com is the email address if you'd like to get in touch sometime and say hey or hello or nothing at all or whatever makes you happy. But until then, keep rocking, keep cool, and keep it real. I'll talk to y'all later, and that's it. Bye.
Hi, Lynette. This is Hope. And I just wanted to kind of append, if you will, or make an amendment or something, or you know, mention something I did not mention before when I was... Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you again for allowing me to be a part of your latest podcast, the A-List podcast. That was just amazing. I enjoyed every moment of that. I also wanted to, and the reason I was calling, was to let you know, there were a couple things I didn't mention about AVG. The main thing I didn't mention is that you, there is a scheduler in AVG that will allow you to schedule when you would like to have scans occur, and you can get to the schedule. There's an actual, it is a button, and it's a scheduler button, and you can press the space bar on that, and it will take you into a scheduling tab. This is found, this button is found in the main interface. When you open AVG, it's not usually there when it's scanning. But if you click on your AVG icon on the desktop, you have options, and one of them is a scheduler option. And I want, you know, and I wanted to kind of add that to it, you know, that you, I forgot to mention that you were able to schedule your scans. If you don't want them to happen, the default is 8 o'clock in the morning, and if you don't want them to be, say you want them at 3 a.m. or something strange like that, you can do that. I believe there was something else, but, you know, I forgot. So when I remember it, I will give you a call back or write you an email or something. All right. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Megan, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the A-List Plus podcast. It was very well done, and I really enjoyed it. I particularly liked the ABC Amber program, and I wonder if there is such a program for Eudora. So I think I'm going to research that, because it seems to be a very helpful program. Well, it was a great podcast, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
First, I would like to thank Beth, DJD, Hope, Megan, Jim Fiddler, Christian, Lynn Reaper, and Riz Khan for their comments, whether in the or on the comment line or in email. And if I've forgotten anyone, please forgive me. Or left out anyone, forgive me for that too. I totally enjoy receiving comments in any form, and we really do appreciate them. So keep them coming. The music under the comments was made by our wonderful chime clock, which we purchased in 2004 at an amazingly crowded clock shop in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Folks, if you love clocks, you've got to visit this place. It is nothing short of magnificent, with clocks from the tiny to the huge, and I do mean we saw a tabletop clock, I think that had discs with Beatles songs, if I'm not mistaken. But I know there were these huge discs, and it was made in Italy and all this kind of thing, and they were going to raffle that off. However, we love our little chime clock here. Excuse me, clock didn't exactly come out. And I just wanted to give you a sample of it. Megan, I don't know if there is indeed something comparable for Eudora, but I'm certain by the time you hear this, you will have found that out. DJD, I've heard your name as well as seen you on the BCT list, and I will definitely have to check out your podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I'd like to mention a few. Of course, everybody knows by now about Blind Cool Tech and its phenomenal podcast. DJD, I'm sorry I don't remember. Oh, Your Anything Goes. So DJD is, I think he mentioned his feedburner.com /anything_goes. Hope Pavenmeyer has the wonderful Audio Mirror podcast at, I believe it's audiomirror.libsyn.com/RSS. And if I got that incorrectly, I meant to say incorrect. We certainly may contact her on the BCT list for the correct information. Meg has the Meg's Melange of Random Ramblings podcast. You may also contact her on the BCT list for information pertaining to her podcast. And Jim Fiddler, as most of you probably know, has the wonderful Republic of Avalon Radio podcast. And you can find out information about his podcast at republicofavalonradio.com. Cool. I think, you know, speaking of podcasts, I have to mention Riz Khan and his very interesting Cup of Tea podcast. It might not be everyone's cup of tea, however, it is quite humorous.
Please excuse me.
Now,
I didn't even say that.
You know, in the podcasts, we hear so many sounds. I just decided to call this the Soundscapes podcast and just really throw up, bad choice of words, a phrase, but to offer a bunch of sounds to you. And so that is what we have set out to do. Probably in random order, with or without explanation, but that's what this show is all about, folks. I conceived the idea from listening to many space casts, which are on the BCT podcast or the Blind Cool Tech podcast, and just hearing and making some of my own sounds. So, without further ado, I offer the Soundscapes podcast. We're taking out some packing out of a box here. None too gracefully, I might add. Junk
where
drawer that I love to rummage in.
It's that CD is I was looking for.
Electronic stuff. And, well,
that's not it. Not it. Oh, wait. Maybe it? Possibly it. But I have to really
let me see.
Look in this drawer. Oh, thank you. Glasses that I sort of wear. What's that? Oh, my hair conditioner.
You know, it's the electronic hair conditioner.
CD. Ah! CD case! A CD envelope! Somebody says they don't like them. Oh, well. Oh, my God, and a huge plug for my keyboard. All right, well, these seem to be. Oh, what? And she crept away. Okay, now,
I'm going to look through these CDs, but I don't think I'm going to find anything else. So, okay, I am at the lighthouse. This is take two, and I am going to stand in front of a high-powered fan. Now, let's see. Kind of chilly. I'm going back over to Maria, who thinks I'm absolutely nuts. Noise. What? It was another. Yeah.
You have selected the withdrawal $100. Is this correct? Press 6 for yes. Press correct. Would you like a receipt with this print? Oh, I would not like a receipt. Please wait while your transaction is being processed. This Chase terminal may charge a fee of $1.50 for a cash withdrawal. This charge is in addition to any fee that may be assessed by your financial institution. Would you like that? Yes, I would like to continue. Please wait while your transaction is being processed. Please take your cash. Visiting this Chase ATM to provide feedback about your use of this audio assisted ATM, or to report a problem with this ATM, or to learn about other Chase audio assisted ATMs, please call 431-877-241-8665.
Here they are, back by popular demand. With a refrigerator accompaniment. Now, folks, we're standing in front of our refrigerator. And first, I'm going to stand in front of it, just near it.
You know what? Put it over here. You can hear it a bit better.
Okay. This actually emits a tone. Ooh, something like that.
And that was wrong. It's...
cool.
I don't know what I was hearing.
Can you hear that? Now, we're going to actually stick our heads into the refrigerator. It's more like... or something. Okay. All right, we're leaving the refrigerator.
And now let's see if there's a difference in the freezer.
Oh, God.
Ah, it's louder.
Yes, because we feel we must stick our recorder into the refrigerator, so enjoy, folks. Oh, I can't really get the tone there.
Just like more than one. It's like a split tone.
You can even hear the ice crackling. It's pretty chilly in here, so I'm leaving.
Or if somebody is anxious.
Exactly. And we've had that. Scared us to death.
Or close.
I was trying to be quiet, you know, to get... Sounds like almost like a New Orleans, a tuba. Or trombone.
Trombone, I think it's a trombone.
I think it's a trombone.
Since we moved our couch and bookshelves, I sort of discovered that we have a little echo thing working here. And I'm going to put the WS... on to the top of the couch, and we are going to yell like fools to see if you can hear our little piece of bounce-off echo. Okay.
Hey! Hey!
Even we can hear that.
One more time.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey!
Now, this is what I do when I am absolutely nuts, and there's no one who would have disagree with me that I am absolutely nuts. So I'm going to try this. My voice has been just horrible, but this is my sort of my rebel yell.
Hiya!
Oh, God.
One more time.
I can't do it.
Hiya!
Okay, there we go. All right, folks. There you have it. Maria's chewing gum. You might be able to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That might be interesting.
And she sat down on our...
I know.
On our leather chair.
Here, listen to this noise.
I'm getting comfortable. Oh. Are you getting there yet?
Almost. Okay.
Very good.
All right, I'm so sorry, guys.
Not a problem.
You want me to hook the speakers up for you?
Yeah,
please.
So that it doesn't sound like they're singing in the bathroom.
That's
the voice is not a...
We had it reversed. It's okay, I can do it.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see, before you start racking the brain, let's hear and see how it sounds real quick.
Okay, good.
Because I'm almost done hooking it up already.
Cool.
All we got to do is plug her in. We're going to give her a listen.
Beautiful.
Give her a listen see.
Okay, a listen see. A listen here.
Now.
What? It might have been Wednesday. What?
I'm trying to think.
Well, we know it wasn't Thursday, so it was I think it was Wednesday.
Oh. Is there Wednesday?
I know it was one of those 2 days. It wasn't any of the other two.
Didn't you come to meet me in any...
No.
Yeah.
I think it was
Tuesday.
Because
that's right.
All right, we're going to listen to them.
Okay. Especially the CD.
That's what I'm doing with the CD.
Cool. Okay, here's Steve right here. sound.
Made you feel innocent of him gone.
Right?
That's it.
Okay, go ahead, Brian, because you know he was evil. Here I'm trying to turn it down, and he's turning it up. That's the kind of stuff you do. She does that to me.
That's all, no more.
That was very good.
I can see she got a dumbfounded look on her face.
You know, I was like, what? What's happening?
That's him too.
Yeah.
What are you doing different then?
Yeah.
Here we're traveling under the Metro North train, which goes above ground for a bit.
Yeah, it should be.
This again. Oh, whoops. I have a walking pedometer.
I mean, really, folks, can you have a sitting pedometer? It's
wait,
a talking pedometer.
Clear.
Talking, Lynette.
Okay, now. It's supposed to tell you how many steps you walk. Well, I had run up and down this hallway, and I have to do it again. I'm not using the external mic, so you might get all manner of noise now. When you start walking, it starts to do its thing. I think it's going a little nuts, because I'm not walking that fast. Okay. I'm walking, and it's sort of... Okay, it stopped, and I'm still going. So I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm going to run to the end of the hall. Maria's laughing at me. I stopped.
I hope you make sound decisions, and we'll see you next time right here on the Malin Slice of Life podcast. Take care.